For tape, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A
of the Sunday evening service of September the 3rd, 1995, being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Colonel Speed Wilson of Akron, Ohio, is speaking on You and the New World Order Conspiracy.
Like, remember the oil crisis? Well, I came from Andrews County, Texas, and they've got oil coming out of their ears down there. And still have. It's the largest oil-producing county in the whole state of Texas. In fact, they were dumping gasoline back down in the wells out in Pecos County, just storing it. Well, for the cities that have outlawed guns, have the highest crime rate. The FBI says that the right to carry concealed firearms reduces homicides by 31% and robbery by 36%. That's the FBI. Well, there's some good news. Many states are now passing the laws that you can carry concealed weapons. Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, North Carolina, South Carolina, Oklahoma, Virginia, and Arkansas, many others. Some already have it, so Arkansas may already have it. Just so that you'll know that guns really don't do a whole lot of damage. It's interesting that the FBI, again, estimates that somewhere between 1 million and 2 million violent crimes are stopped or prevented by armed citizens. And also we find that of the 161,000 concealed weapons that were carried in Florida for many years, only 16 so far have had their license revoked for criminal activities. That's a pretty low margin. And they talk about only 2% of the civilian shootings in self-defense and by mistake, thinking it was a criminal, but the error rate among the police is 11%, five times higher than the civilians. One glaring case was Jamaica. In 1991, Jamaica outlawed all civilian weapons. In that year, there were 195 murders in Jamaica. The next year, 1992, there were 629 murders. How about capital punishment? God's all for it. If we had it, well, then there would probably be a lot less camps. You'd have to recognize that the sixth commandment should actually read, "You shall do no murder." It's altogether a different word. Look it up in your concordance and you'll find it. And then you look over in the book of Numbers and it tells you that murder is to lie in wait with malice in your heart to kill someone you know. And the murderer shall be put to death, killed. And it goes on to describe accidental manslaughter and a lot of other things. So God is all for it. And if the world conspirators can destroy the Second Amendment and take your weapons away, the other nine have no chance of survival. They become meaningless because you have no power to see to it that they live. Then the Third Amendment. No soldier shall in peacetime be quartered in any house without the consent of the owner, nor in time of war, but in a manner as prescribed by laws to be established. That's no problem today. But what if the Russian and German troops or the United Nations enforcement troops show up? Problem. How about the Fourth Amendment? The right of people to be secure in their persons, their houses, their papers, effects against unreasonable search and seizure shall not be violated, and no warrants shall be issued but by probable cause, supported by an oath or affirmation, and specifically describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. Well, the Branch Davidians, how about Ruby Ridge and the Weaver family? Ruby Ridge, Idaho. A man that fought gallantly in Vietnam as a special forces was so disgusted with what he saw in the United States that he just wanted to get out of it. So he went out into the mountains of Idaho and built a little house, just a plywood house. He and his wife and his four children. And a friend of his, Harris, was building another house down the ridge. And there was an entrapment. The FBI entrapped him by getting him to sell him a shotgun that they said was a quarter of an inch too short. Well, the court found that they measured from the wrong reference point, and it wasn't. That was afterthought. But here's what happened in reality. The BATF and later the FBI people, but the BATF to start with, they heard a noise outside the cabin just about sunrise, and the dog was barking. Turns out an agent admitted that he threw a rock at the dog to try to get the dog to bark, to try to get him to come out of the cabin so he could kill them all. They had no intentions of letting them ever survive. No crime committed. And so they thought it might be a deer. So the young boy, I think he was 12 or 14 years old, grabbed his rifle, and the neighbor Harris grabbed his rifle because they needed some meat. So they were going out to get the deer. Well, the dog was barking at the edge of the woods. The boy ran over to see what the dog was barking at, and an agent killed the dog. The boy shot in the direction that the shot that killed his dog. They didn't know who they were. What would you do? Well, then the boy shot in that direction, and as he shot, they shot at him and hit him in the shoulder and spun him around, and he ran back to go to the house, and they shot him in the back, and he dropped dead. Well, Harris, over the way, shot in the direction of the shots that killed the boy, and he ran toward the house, and as he went in the door, they shot Vicki Weaver, the mother, blew her head off with an 18-month baby in her arms, and hit Harris in the shoulder and Weaver in the shoulder. So now all except the children had been either dead or wounded, never identified themselves. Well, the Treasury Department, by the way, the agent that was killed was not killed by Harris. It turned out in the hearing that another agent killed him, because when they testified, the agent said, when I shot, he dropped like a sack of potatoes. Well, the boy didn't drop like a sack of potatoes. He was running. And, of course, they cremated the bodies so that you can't tell. And they were going to torch the house with everybody still in it. And they came over with a helicopter with one of those firefighting drums under it, full of gasoline, and they were going to torch it. But they happened to look up and saw there was a man on the ridge above them with a video camera videoing it. So they had to go wait. So they were, but they still cremated the boy and Mrs. Weaver, so that evidence. But the government, very contrite, just recently awarded $3.1 million to the Weaver family. That's your money. The government doesn't have any money. It's your money. Well, why would they hit them? They weren't doing anything. In fact, Weaver was once considered and asked to run for sheriff for that county. Well, it was to get fear. Bo Greitz, who came and gave a report on that 4 days, well, 7 days after it occurred, he was a commanding officer who knew Weaver, and Weaver asked him to come out, and he went out and talked Weaver to come out. And Bo Greitz says, you just saw the New World Order through a keyhole. And he says, there will be more. Well, along came Waco. And maybe that will stop it. I don't know. Search and seizure. Alternative medicine is really going through a problem. Oh, before we get to that, there's some good news. Something came out of the whole thing there. Let me read you. Judge Thomas. The Waco and the Ruby Ridge and many, many others that we'll talk about. We don't have time right now, but this has been going on all over the place. They've been batting down doors and slamming women up along the wall and having them miscarry and getting a woman out of bed with her young daughters and handcuffed them and stood them on the floor in their brief underwear and actually beating up on the wrong people and all sorts of things, but I don't think we have time to go through that. But May the 22nd, lost in all the media hype, they don't tell you these things, the court's unanimous decision to reaffirm the right of the people to be secure in their persons, their house, their papers, and effects against unreasonable search and seizure as guaranteed by the Fourth Amendment of the Constitution. Now, why would they have to read it? It's in the books already. Justice Clarence Thomas said that while the court had never held the principle of knock, proclaim, and announce as a part of the requirement of the Fourth Amendment, we now so hold. So they can't just come busting your door down and banging in there. There's a whole bunch of others, but we're running out of time. We could give you many, many cases where they've killed people and on and on and on for no cause, and they always come busting in during the night. Because if you someone does that, you have the right to kill them. And he says, don't shoot for the body because they got on bulletproof vests. Take for a headshot. Well, that's what the jury decided out in Idaho, Ruby Ridge. The foreman of the jury said, we had to sit there and say, what would I do under the same circumstances? Well, there also, there's a move now, and it's really growing, of alternative medicine. They have taken records, equipment, and all sorts of things away from people that are not a part of the pharmaceutical, legal drugs, and chemical industry. And if you don't think that's a mess, get a copy of Eustace Mullins' book, Murder by Injection. Did you know, and he doubted this till he did the research, that all the pharmaceutical and chemical companies are owned and operated by the Rockefeller Rothschilds, and the FDA, the government's enforcement agent, is along with them. That's real. But the New England Journal of Medicine said that 34% of Americans are now using alternative medicine and actually spent more money last year on alternative medicine than all hospitalization. Why? Well, maybe here's a reason. Newsweek and USA Today had cover and feature front page articles on headlines. Prescription drugs kill 140,000 Americans and hospitalize 2 million Americans every year. Well, that's a conservative estimate. The only people that like that are the lawyers. Malpractice. Most drugs or chemicals are an attempt to copy God's plants and trees. And once they can isolate an element, they can patent it, and that's big money. But they've never been able to get everything that's in the food that we should be eating. But they just get elements. And sometimes the side effects are worse than the original disease. Hippocrates, the so-called father of medicine, 300 B.C., he said, let your medicine be your food and your food be your medicine. God agrees with that in Ezekiel 47:12. I have given you the trees and the plants of the earth for your food and healing. We have a problem. Our soil has been depleted by pesticides, and chemicals, and all of that. So the foods that we're getting are produced to produce bulk, but very little nutrition. Purchasing vitamins, they point out, may be a total waste of money. Maybe some help long run. Newsweek's cover story had a feature article entitled Better Than Vitamins, Beyond Vitamins. And it was talking about natural cold, quick freeze reduction of nutritious food. I take a product called Bountiful Harvest, which just seven little capsules, which is the equivalent of three or four full servings of raw fruits and vegetables. Feel great. Things are getting better all the time. And we're dying because of free radicals in our body. We know that vitamin E and vitamin C fight these free radicals, and it causes all sorts of problems. Well, there's a new product coming out called pycnogenols, produced from pine bark. Most of them are. But now they're finding there's a better source, and that's from red grape seeds. They found that over in Europe that people that drank red wine in one area, where life expectancy was somewhere around 85, and the people further inland that drank beer were dying at around 60. See, the Episcopalian's been right all along. I love it when people said, John the Baptist was a Baptist. That's what it said, John the Baptist. Bless God, and he baptized Jesus, so that made Jesus a Baptist too. How do you like that? No, I think he was an Episcopalian. So Jesus said, John the Baptist came abstaining, and you said he was possessed of a devil. The Son of Man comes eating and drinking, and you say he's a wine bipper and a glutton. Must have been a full gospel businessman. But we used to laugh about it being the full man's gospel, the full businessman's gospel. These little in-house jokes. But the free radicals, E and C, but with this new, the product I use is PBGS Plus, because it has enzymes in it, plus 50 milligrams of pine bark and grapeseed in it. And it's 50 times more effective than vitamin E and 20 times more effective than vitamin C, and it's a natural product. And if it doesn't help you, you don't have a problem. It's all natural. It's God's product. And by the way, if you want to die young and healthy, as late as possible, then pick up a free cassette that's sitting back there. It's on Pycnogenol, so that you can find out what it's all about. I'd like to see you, as I said, die young and healthy as late as possible. You don't have to be sick to die. God will just take it away. Well, a lot of things are wrong with those programs. How about open heart surgery? Cut, burn, and poison. It's that surgery, radiation, and chemotherapy. We know of at least three ways of healing AIDS. But they won't do it because from the time the AIDS is actually manifest, the health industry will realize about $200,000 out of it. You're paying it through Medicaid. Open heart surgery. Chelation, we know, is better. There's a medical doctor in our area in Canton. I called an 800 number, found where the local one was. And he told me that he knows four doctors up in the Cleveland Clinic that do open heart surgery, $50,000 a lick. But when they start getting a heart problem, they come down to him for chelation. And he said, if those people don't get honest, I'm going to publish their name. Of course, the media wouldn't publish it because they're part of the conspiracy too. If you want to know any problem about it, just follow the money. The love of money is the basic cause of all evil, 1 Timothy 6:10. We have the right and actually the duty to protect our life, our liberty, and our property. And one judge realized and theorized that if we are charged with the responsibility of doing that ourselves because the police can't be everywhere at one time, then it stands to reason that citizens can join together collectively for their own protection of their life, their liberty, their property, and their homes. So therefore, the militia. That brings us to that Second Amendment. A well-regulated militia is necessary for the security of the free state. It's very interesting. There are many states right now. We've had time to go into them, but there are a whole bunch of states. Because this group, if they can ever get rid of the Constitution of the United States, then we're doomed. And they keep saying we have a constitutional Congress, we have to hold up a constitutional convention to enact the amendment to balance the budget. Forget it. There's a system for getting amendments in there. Because once they convene a convention, they can throw everything out. And they've already gotten the new convention set up. It's very interesting that 14 states have already said, no way. 8 others have withdrawn their previous approval. And 6 more are about to consider the whole thing. Ohio is one that's going to reconsider. So it looks like we're going to be winning there. However, there is a new state's constitution already written for the 10 federal districts to do away with the 50 states and to establish those 10 states. And what are the constitutional actual powers of the federal government as by the Constitution? We'll skip right to B. I want to read the 10th Amendment, which is the one we want to look at now. We can go through the others, but you get the picture. The powers not delegated to the United States by this Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states, are reserved unto the states and the people. Well, what is the federal government supposed to be doing according to the Constitution? Well, they're supposed to be doing this. They're supposed to have a Treasury Department. Article 1, Section 8. The government shall coin and regulate the value of money. Well, there went the Federal Reserve, which is a privately owned corporation. We've already covered that in detail in other talks. Held by the Rockefeller Rothschilds, and they collect most of the interest on the national debt. They create money out of nothing and collect interest on it. There's supposed to be a Supreme Court. Article 3, Section 1. Supposed to have a War Department. That's Article 4, Section 4, and a State Department, international representation. Article 6, that's the whole thing about the states. That's a pretty interesting one. Article 6 is most interesting. It's really frightening to a certain point. I think it's worth reviewing. Article 6. all debts contracted and engaged to enter into before the adoption of this Constitution shall be valid against the United States under this Constitution and under the previous Confederation. In other words, we're going to live up to our commitments. This Constitution and the laws of the states, which shall be made in the pursuance thereof, and get this, and all treaties made of which shall be made under the authority of the United States, shall be the supreme law of the land, and the judges in every state shall be bound thereby. So once they approved the United Nations human rights thing, they became the supreme law of the land. And, then everything else is reserved unto the states. Well, what about the Department of Education, the Department of Commerce, and all that stuff? Did you know that Congress is the only one that can appropriate money? If they want to get rid of those departments, all they have to do is don't give them any money. They have to go home. I don't know why they argue about it. Just don't do it. I have a large flag, not quite this big, that I fly in front of my house all the time with a floodlight on it, day and night. Or at night, it comes on automatically. And it's a flag with only 13 stars on it in a circle. And people ask me about it, and I said, well, that was the flag of a Christian constitutional republic, which doesn't exist today. And then I can tell them about the whole thing. We're not that today. Well, there are many organizations that are really detrimental to this country. The National Educational Association, the most powerful political union in the whole United States, $300 million a year. Every time they have a meeting, just recently, their agenda was not about anything about education. It was all politically correct stuff and all the other. It had nothing to do with reading or writing or math or anything else. The Department of Education was created by President Carter as a reward for the NAA's great support to get him elected. This at a time that they're holding this, that 30% of the high school graduates can't even read their own diploma. I was really struck one night of the sad state of affairs. There was a program showing the research on cold fusion and where it was going. I was really interested in that. So they were showing the scientists that were working at Massachusetts Institute of Technology and California Tech Institute of Technology and the University of Tokyo. And if they hadn't told me which one I was looking at, I wouldn't have known the difference because all of them were Asians. All of our students are majoring in basket weaving. It's like one individual party that says, why do we need a sex education? It can't be too complicated. We're all here. Most of you came that route. It's kind of just said, well, I won't get into that. Word recognition instead of phonics. An excellent book that was published in 1955, Why Johnny Can't Read. And then a new book is out, Why Johnny Still Can't Read, by the same man. English language, the Greek language, Spanish, Greek, and Russian are all phonetic languages. Each letter has a sound or a combination of letters produces a particular sound. Most Oriental writings are pictorial. I could read Japanese because if it had a peak on it and two sides, that was house something or other. The inside would tell you what kind of a house it was. And there were a lot of those outside the base. And the provost marshal worked for me, so we did. And in the national education, they teach word recognition. You just recognize a word. And if you don't know what that word is, you guess at it, they said. Read it in its context and guess at it. Well, how would you like to go into the hospital, and you were going into the hospital for a circumcision? And the doctor looked at it, and it looked like castration to him. There's a difference. Well, what if you're on the operating table just before you had somebody cut your chest open or your brain surgery, and you look up, and he is not a Caucasian? You wonder, is he a quota filler, or is he qualified? Judge Thomas says affirmative action is an open admission that some people can't compete on equal grounds. A lot of others have said the same thing. Not Jesse Jackson, of course. Walter Williams, Alan Keyes, all those are black people. The blacks are finding out that the Democrat Party is not their friend. Jesse Jackson and his Rainbow Coalition. Did you know the rainbow is the New Age world? The world New Agers is their insignia. Well, the head of the Rainbow Coalition is Angela Davis. If you don't know who Angela Davis is, I'll tell you. She and Gus Hall, the chairman of Communist Party USA, ran for president and vice president on the communist ticket in the United States for many years until 1988. And then Gus Hall said they weren't going to run anymore because they saw absolutely no difference between their party and the Democrat Party. You Democrats. And it's the Democrat Party. It's not the Democratic Party. It's all a bunch of Democrats. They're not Democratic. How about the detention centers, to get into a little of that? Well, Hitler and Stalin and all of them, they had what they called psychopolitics. If you're an enemy, they declared you insane and put you in there and made you insane through chemicals or shock treatment. If you want to see a good one on that, see One Flew Over the Cuckoo Nest. Well, Clinic Psychiatric News, Psychiatric News of October 94 has discovered a new mental illness. If you were wondering what these detention centers were for, it's called government phobia. And I'm quoting, it's characterized by a persistent fear of all government agencies, which is becoming epidemic in the United States, end quote. Well, why not? I think there is. I think you're beginning to wake up. The feds ain't your friends. And if they are your friends, you don't need any enemies. And just because you're paranoid doesn't mean that they're not after you. This country has been going down the tube ever since 1962. What happened in 62? They took prayer out of the schools. Since that time, here are some of the statistics. Brother Golden referred to that this morning. Since 1962, violent crime rate in the United States has increased 550%. Births of unwed mothers is more than 400%. Teenage suicide rate is 300% increase. The divorce rate has 400% increase. The SAT scores of high school students have dropped 80 points. It's going up this year because they changed the tests to make it a little easier. I'm a charter member of the Christian Coalition, and they're holding a convention next weekend in Washington, D.C. I was supposed to go, had a death, and I have to go to that. I would encourage you to become a member of the Christian Coalition. Why? It's a winner. Of the 90 candidates they backed in 1994, 70 of them were elected. And the Christian Coalition now has more dues-paying members than the Democrat and Republican Party combined. No wonder they hate the radical religious right. We're a threat. Did you know in 1992, only 18% of the evangelical Christians voted? In 1994, 30% of all the votes cast were evangelical Christians. Dr. D. James Kennedy from Florida has an excellent tape entitled, The Christians Are Coming. Hallelujah. And they're frightened. Christian Coalition's number, in case you want to receive their publication, Christian American, is 804-424-2630. Now, I have an information pack back there, and it contains quite a lot of good information for you, because you're not going to get it through the news media. First off, there's a chart. And I may forget it, but to the people who will be hearing this on the tape, if you want any information about the new alternative medicines, or they're not vitamins. Vitamins, I think, are passe because it's better. But you can write me and get this pack, and I'll send you the pack for $3. For the people here, it's $2 because I have to pay a dollar postage, as Glenn pointed out. Just write me at 4453 Provence Drive, P-R-O-V-E-N-S, Akron, Ohio, 44319. What's in the pack? Another troublemaker, a Lieutenant Colonel Cy Bonet, we've become friends, has published an unusual chart. Goes all the way from Carter to Clinton, showing you the conspirators that were in the whole thing. Then another troublemaker, Lieutenant Colonel Archibald Roberts, publishes the bulletin. And he's the head of a committee to restore the Constitution. And he's leading the problem that these states are breaking out of it. He goes and lectures, and he even gives the forms that all they have to do is fill in the state's name and the date and do it. You know, congressmen are lazy, too. Do their work for them. I found in the Marine Corps, every time I was on a study group, I decided what I want to do before I got there and had the whole program out, and the rest of the lazy idiots would let me do it. They just want to get to happy hour anyhow. They call it happy when they're getting falling down drunk. It doesn't last very long. And I'll give you that number in a minute, the bulletin. Archibald Roberts, first prisoner taken in Korean War. Area code 303-484-2600. 2575, $25 a year, 12 issues, outstanding. In fact, in one of the articles that are in there is a more detailed chart of the Clinton administration than you will find on the other one, and it even includes the news media over on the side so you can see who they are, and it spreads out beautifully. And, of course, we didn't get down to it, but they're getting ready to declare an emergency. And it can either be real or imaginary. It doesn't make any difference. The president can declare it. Here are the executive orders that are already in place, all unconstitutional. But that ain't going to make no difference when they slam the door. Just like Clinton's $50 billion to Mexico, completely unconstitutional, because Congress has only the right to do that sort of thing. But it's your money. And on the other side, it outlines what they're going to do to create the chaos that will stampede us into demanding our own enslavement. And then one of the best summations of the Federal Reserve is in the package, and one of the most succinct and brief resumes of the New World Order, of how it came into existence. And then I think the best publication around of Uncontrolled is the Spotlight. It's bigger than that. That's just a subscription type thing. And here's the Spotlight. Excellent. They had General Parton's report on the whole thing on the Oklahoma blast. And for those that are listening, it's not expensive. 51 issues, $38. Call 800-522-6292. 51 issues. They don't put one out on Christmas. They take a break. And in there, there'll be a list of my tapes. Now, I want to tell you right now, don't order the tapes from me. I have put this back there so that you can get them right here. It's just convenient that you can be able to get them on that operation. Well, now what do we do? Well, I have no answer other than 2 Chronicles 7:14. It's just that simple. If my people, who are called by name, it's not the heathen, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then, and I will say only then, will I hear from heaven, I will forgive their sins, and I will heal their land. To God. Well, I would give you one thing for sure. You are not going to survive in the days ahead unless you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, and you're baptized in the Holy Spirit, and they are two separate experiences. And you must be led by the Holy Spirit. Those that are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons and daughters of God. And some people say, well, God will take care of me. Well, I think you're tempting God. And Jesus refused to do that when the devil told him to jump off of the high point. He said, I shall not tempt thy Lord thy God. And so you seek the Lord and see what he'd have you do. I can't tell you what to do, because what I'm doing may be different from what you would be led to do. So I have no other advice. And Lord, we thank you for this time. Yes. And right now, Lord, I bind and rebuke any spirit of fear. And I loose the spirit of knowledge, peace, and wisdom, that we might know what to do, how to do it, when to do it. And guide us all in Jesus' name. Any questions? Yes, sir.
That's going to happen more and more, and there's also an official designation multi-jurisdictional for it.
A lot of people talk about the helicopters and all that, but finally, I was out of Boise, Idaho back in the winter talking to a group out there, and out at the airport I saw it when I went in there. There were four OV-10As. That's an air support Marine Corps aircraft, twin-engine turboprop. Very effective aircraft. There were no markings on them. Well, now the FBI, the BATF, and the multi-jurisdictional force have finally admitted that they have bought 22 of those. What do they need with this close air support or ground support 22 airplanes? At least they admit they need them. I think you get the idea of why they need them. Very truly. Yeah, the United Forces, I've covered that in previous tapes. They're here. The estimates run all the way from 100,000 to 200,000 or 300,000 foreign troops in our country right now with their equipment. We've covered all that before. It's very real. All the Russians, Germans, many, many others. And they're not here necessarily just for training. Any other? Let the lady over here, and then. The Mark Furman case is totally irrelevant, and it's a diversion. The jails are full of people that were convicted on less evidence than they have on Simpson, just the DNA evidence alone. Just a diversion. How about Double Jeopardy? We didn't cover that one. Stacy Kuntz, the guy that was in the evolve of working over Rodney King. Rodney King, convicted felon, out on parole, violating the parole. The jury ruled they acquitted him. But what you didn't know was you didn't see the whole video. You only saw a piece of it, just like you saw pieces of what went on at Waco. They didn't show you what he was doing before he ended up on the ground. They also didn't show you that there were two other fellows in the car that never got out and cooperated. So he was acquitted. Well, they didn't like that. That was in the county court. So they tried him in the state court. He was acquitted. They tried him in the federal court three times. Finally, they convicted him. He's in jail today. Just for the people on the tape, the new money thing. Yeah, there will be a new money, and it could be most any time. However, don't plan on it, because maybe we'll just go to buying and selling with a smart card. Down at Paris Island, the recruit depot of the Marine Corps, for 2 years, they've had no money on that base, except a little bank at the gate. All they've had is a smart card. It has a chip in it, payday, they run it through a thing with your code on it and get paid, go to the PX card, so forth. Go out into town, you drop by the bank and pick up some Federal Reserve notes. That's interesting. The Federal Reserve note is an unredeemable note on a non-existent bank. Isn't that wonderful? I asked a lady one time, would you take payment? I said, I don't have my credit card here. Would you take payment of an unredeemable note from a non-existent bank? And she said, absolutely not. So I whipped out the Federal Reserve note and said, oh, I'll take that. And I said, well, that's what that is. So we may just go to that. They're using it over in England. There's a card over there. Many stores use it. You get a card and you get so much money entered in and you just go along and buy it. And so. Do what? Oh, yeah. It's very simple. Plus the fact that can be picked up by a satellite and they know exactly where you are. The brother in the way in the back.
Have you heard anything about Farrakhan having 1 million blacks marching on the Capitol on the Day of Atonement, October 25th?
No, I hadn't heard that. The question was that I heard about Farrakhan of the radical Muslim group. Isn't it interesting? They don't say anything about that group. Well, that wouldn't be politically correct, you know. Well, no, I hadn't heard that. But there are just multitudes and multitudes of things that are building in this country where the president could declare a national emergency. And that's the end of the Constitution. So, yeah, all of that. Street gangs. What if people quit getting their Social Security checks? Well, there isn't any money in Social Security account to fund. There isn't any money in Medicare or Medicaid. It's all got government IOUs in there. And if you think that's as sound as a dollar, you better turn in the intensive care unit. Yes, Doc?
You get a comment on the Vincent Foster case.
I really would, thank you. Vincent Foster. Hillary's lover. That's an established fact. If you don't believe it, just contact. He's right here in Arkansas, Larry Patterson. State trooper, still a state trooper, but he's a toilet inspector or something, I don't know. I talked to him in Cleveland. He's not too popular. And, of course, lots of money, changing hands various ways. Vincent Foster had made two trips to Switzerland overnight, taking, well, you know what they go to Switzerland overnight for, money bags. And he had a ticket to go the night of the day that he was killed. We have certified affidavits that he was dead in the White House parking lot around 5 o'clock. But they didn't find the body out at Port Morrisey until 9 o'clock at night. He's a left-hander, and he committed suicide with his right hand, with the thumb in the guard. And he walked almost a mile from the road over to where the body was without getting any mud on his feet. And he'd been moved at least three times by the blood flow that flowed upward and then flowed straight down and went down this way. And the gun that they showed his wife was a bright, shiny gun. And she said, yes, that looks like the one that Vince had. But the one that was found in his hand was not a shiny gun. And if he really committed suicide, why did they move his body? You know, it all stinks to high heaven. Nobody was killed in Watergate, but a president was destroyed there. And no money was involved. There are many other things. Larry Nichols, who was head of the Arkansas Development Fund, I've forgotten the name of that. Oh, the Clinton Chronicles. Very interesting, and he has another video entitled Clinton versus Nichols. And his life, he thought that was the way to go, was to flood the market with a bunch of videos, so if he gets killed, everybody will know it. That's right. That is whether Ms. Hillary Clinton will ever be invited for evasion of, or lying about not reporting. I thought it was very interesting that Clinton knew exactly how much his underwear cost that he gave the Salvation Army, but he overlooked a thing like $60,000. But, and there again, no, doesn't matter how high your exalted throne is, you still sit on your own drawers. But, and you might know what they're worth. But I really don't know about that bill because they can protect him, as the Waco thing turned out to be a fiasco and a cover-up. And Whitewater may also, and the others. But if they're through with Clinton and Bill and Hillary, they can blow them away in a little while because there's certainly enough evidence. They've never called Larry Patterson or Larry Nichols, and they haven't called him at all. I don't know that they ever will. Senator Spector is the one that in charge of the cover-up of the JFK murder or assassination. I've given a talk here of who actually killed JFK, and there's a book now of JFK, the last living witness. A lot of them died, but the lady that was right on the curb when he was blown away, she's still alive, and Senator Spector was the one that pressured her three times to shut up. And she didn't. Now, he's the one that's in charge of the hearings. If you're watching C-SPAN, he's willing to cover the whole thing up. By the way, I forgot to tell you, this packet is back there on the table, and $2 per packet, and the little tape is free. Pick it up. Yes, sir.
Who is behind the Serbian revolt? Who is actually advising them to keep their conflict up?
Okay, let me answer that one before we forget it. You know, as they always say, when you get old, there are three things that start failing. Your memory, and I can't remember the other two. I keep forgetting them. That thing's been going on almost as long as the Arabs and Jews. And I don't think it can't be revolved by the United Nations and that type. Margaret Thatcher had the answer when she appeared on Larry King Live. I wish she'd run for states. She or Phyllis Schlafly, one of the two. And she said, we just got to arm the people so that they'll be pretty well matched and let it resolve the whole thing. And that's the whole thing. You take sides when you hold weapons from one side. And she said, people will say, oh, that'll kill a lot of folks. Well, she said, you could have said the same thing about Hitler in World War II. Don't rearm Britain. Don't give them anything. You'll just kill a bunch more folks. Well, it's going to happen. Besides, it's all engineered. The conspiracy wants to kill 2 or 3 billion people by the year 2000, and they're well on their way. They're killing them, so we'll just keep going. By the way, it's very important that the United States is no longer the number one world weapon seller. The number one world weapon seller is France. And who is their biggest customer? Saudi Arabia and China. I told people in the 60s that China would be the big threat. And it will. The brother here had one more question. And later don't
yes, what, I see the National Rifle Association is not really what it's made up to be.
The National Rifle Association has been pretty well infiltrated. I am a lifetime member of the National Association, and I still contribute because they put out a lot of good information. But I think the conspirators will probably take it over. So I am also a member. I'm also a member of GOA, the Gun Owners of America. Larry Pratt, outstanding individual. He spoke at the same convention in Brampton where I was, and he'd just come from Washington. And you remember the thing in Oklahoma had just happened, and he was over picketing the FBI building. He and 50 or 60 others were picketing the FBI building in memory of what happened down in Waco, the massacre of Waco. The great Boston, only 8 people, 81 in Waco, and nobody give a hoot. Oh, yeah, British Petroleum. If you come to Ohio, we no longer have Ohio. We have British Petroleum. The Gulf War was all about British Petroleum. It had nothing to do with the Constitution of the United States.
AT&T is one of the largest backers.
Yeah, AT&T. That's it. By the way, do you have any of the forms where people can get on the long-distance call to where Lake Hamilton Bible Camp will get 5% of all of your calls? I'm on it, and I hope others would. It's really great.
Please support the Boy Scouts.
Because they're standing fast on not allowing homosexuals to be scoutmasters, and they're no longer in the United Fund anymore. So maybe you ought to really quit giving to the United Fund. I don't give to anything that I don't know who they are. Yes, sir. The question is about prayers back in the schools. Making a lot of headway on that. Pat Robertson's ACLG, the American Legal Center for Law and Justice, of which I give about $100 a month. And they're just turning things upside down. They've got about 600 cases they've already won. They haven't lost a one. And this Jay Sekulow, a born-again, baptized in the Holy Spirit Jew, he is a real type. And they're really going for it. And I've referred quite a few people. They have lawyers all over the United States. It's the counterpart of the ACLU. And they're really doing an excellent job. So they're making headway, but I couldn't. Now, 1996 is really going to be a critical year. If we can make it to 96 without martial law or a national emergency, you really better turn out and vote and get all the other Christians to get out and vote and write to that number of the Christian Coalition, and they'll send you a stack of voters' guides. They're not political. They simply take each candidate and select his position on various issues that you'd be interested in. And the government has said it's apolitical, it's not political, as long as you don't put any comments on it. In the Akron, Canton area, my wife and I distributed 40,000 copies. In the United States last year, Christian Coalition distributed 50 million copies. That's the reason the 90 candidates they endorsed, 70 of them won. Your lieutenant governor here. There's one of them. By the way, he'll be speaking in Washington this weekend. There's another thing that's up. This is the United Nations Child Rights, or Rights of the Children. Well, Phyllis Schlafly and others will send you a copy of that if you want to read it. But here's what it does. The children are not yours. Just that very simple. Your child will have to have absolute privacy. It means you can't go into the room if they don't want you to. And it's interfering with their rights. You can't require that child to do chores because he must have leisure time. You cannot teach that child your religion because that is forbidden. The Middle East is the problem. I have a tape that you can get right here, Ezekiel 38 and 39. Russia, the United States, and Israel in prophecy. Pat Robertson was asked the other day because he was pointing out signs of the times. He did it for a week. Very good. And looked like everything's been fulfilled. And they said, what single event is yet to be fulfilled before the Lord Jesus Christ returns? He said, Ezekiel 38 and 39, the invasion of Israel by Russia and Iraq, Iran, and the others, and Ethiopia and all the others. I saw that in 1968, so I gave the tape here. In fact, I was in contingency planning, and in 1968, I was reading that, and I thought, my goodness, the people, the countries that are going to line up with the Soviet Union, most of them were our friends at that time. Persia was our friend, the Shah of Iran. Now it's called Iran. Also, Egypt was a communist country at that time, but it wasn't listed. Ethiopia was listed as a communist country. It wasn't a communist country at that time. And as Glenn has heard me relate on that tape, I was on contingency planning. There were three generals and sometimes seven generals as an additional duty and 21 bird colonels. I was the only Marine on the board because I was deputy director of Marine Corps Reserve, and contingency plans usually involve mobilizing the reserve. So that's the reason I was there. And I shared this with General Sutherland, who was the chairman, three-star general, Army, Assembly of God Man. And he and I ate together quite often so we could fellowship. And very briefly, one day he asked me one time, when do you think the rapture is going to occur? And I said, General, it ain't going to happen. And he said, what do you mean? So I just quoted some of the scriptures to him. And the further I went along, the more he laughed. He was grinning. He said, you know, it never did make any sense to me. Just about the time God had everything under control, he'd junk all of his stuff. But when I told him who was going to be in the last days, the latter days, there are two periods in Ezekiel 38, the latter years and the latter days, two separate periods. And I told him that. And he said, that is really interesting. He said, would you brief those bunch of heathens in there this afternoon? As far as we know, we're the only two that knew the Lord. And I said, well, how can I do that? He said, well, I'm the chairman this afternoon, and I'll just call on you, and you give them the report. You know, and so as the three-star general, I cut him off with a sharp, yes, sir. So when all the agenda had been taken care of and all that sort of thing, he turned around and says, Colonel Wilson, we're all in civilian clothes because you wear a uniform will get you killed in Washington. And so he said, Colonel Wilson of the United States Marine Corps has an intelligence report he wants to give you. And I thought, well, God bless you, General. So I started and I said, now, the SI, that's your source of information. You always have to justify it in intelligence briefings, your source. The SI is very reliable. He's been correct all the time. So when he says something's going to happen, I think we really ought to pay attention. And then I outlined what was going to happen, I thought, in the very near future. Well, that was 68, and some of it, Libya actually became a communist country the next year, 2 years, 1970. It was a friend. We got the largest base in the area, Wheelis Air Force Base. We just got through fixing that for him and turned it over to him. But there was a brand new brigadier general there. And as I said, as near as I can understand, this war will only last one day. Well, this general, brand new, he says, do you mean to tell me that you really believe that a nation representing approximately 3 million people can defeat nations representing 100 million? I said, well, General, would you believe that a nation representing about 2 million people could defeat nations representing about 90 million people and do it in 7 days or 6 days? That's history. So he thought about it. But his next attack was, who is this SI? I said, well, his name is Ezekiel. So he said, is he with the DIA, the Defense Intelligence, or with the CIA, the Central Intelligence? And I guess it was from God. I said, he's with GOD. And so, oh, General Sutherland was about to have a heart attack. He was rolling in the aisle. And the other people are looking at him like, what's so funny? Because I wasn't about to laugh. I saw him thinking about it. I guess he finally came up with Government Operations Department. I don't know. But, and I never realized that anybody read those minutes. But in 1978, I'd been retired for 5 years, and I got a call from Headquarters Marine Corps and said, we don't really know what it's all about, the G2 of the Headquarters Marine Corps. But we got a call from the Joint Chiefs of Staff Office, the JCS, and they want to know when you could come to Washington as a consultant. Well, I'd established a big computer center out in Kansas City to get everything I could out of Washington that ran the Marine Corps. And he said, well, as soon as you can. And he said, we really don't know what it's all about. And I said, well, at my own expense, you know. And they said, no, they pay all your expenses and $300 a day. I said, I can stand that. You know. So I got there and they read the minutes. And somebody had figured out who Ezekiel was. And so they wanted to know more. Because everything that we put out in there had occurred. Except the final thing. And so we went on that. And they couldn't believe that there could possibly be hailstones weighing approximately 50 pounds. Fire and brimstone, you know, a great thud, blocked down their tanks. As I pointed out, now that's stupid. A great flood in the Sinai Desert? It don't rain out there, man. And now they're all bogged down in the sand, and after God gets them down, he hits them with giant hailstones. Revelation said they weigh approximately 50 pounds each. Well, that tears up their radar. Now their weapons don't work. And then he hits them with fire and brimstone from heaven. Well, I was challenged on the 50-pound hailstone. I was ready for that because I doubted it too. But that's what God said. And I just happened to know that when they had the nuclear explosion out at Aniwetok over the water, they actually had hailstones that fell weighing over 30 to 36 pounds. Because it blew all that water up into the heavens, what, 8 miles up? And it's cold up there, about 40 below zero. Lord bless these dear people, and I...
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.